concern about is the way you look. Pretty up like a doll in a storybook. I put up with you and your fashion parade too long. If you think looking pretty is all you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. I don't care how you're nice and you're glamorous. I don't care how you have plenty hips and busts. That don't interest me, terribly sorry. If you can't cook to do, I don't want you. If you can't cook to do, I don't want you. Every day you dress up like a circus horse, and you don't give a damn about what it costs. Jewels to match every new dress, handbag and shoe, facial massage, manicure and hairdo. I don't care how you're nice and you're glamorous. I don't care how you have plenty hips and busts. That don't interest me, terribly sorry. Cook to do, I don't want you. If you can't cook to do, I don't want you. Bunch, this is your duty. Buy a cook, cook and learn every recipe. Otherwise it's outside the window for all them clothes. You have 1 week to learn to cook all your clothes. I don't care how you're nice and you're glamorous. I don't care how you have plenty hips and busts. That don't interest me, terribly sorry. If you can't cook to do, I don't want you. If you can't cook to do, I don't want you.
Strap in for another big weekend at Del Bartona Speedway. Funny cars?
Bah.
Kid stuff. These cars are uproarious. Classic one-liners, spot-on impressions, topical satire, and best of all, they work blue. Del Bartona Speedway. More noise, more stink, more noxious fumes than a scary alcove at an unfamiliar subway station occupied by several sketchy characters with obvious mental health and substance abuse issues. Don't miss our Demolition Derby. Take that, hat. Straight from his Belt Parkway triumph, narrowly dodging a three-car pileup he himself caused, watch Carmine the Massapequa Mook Caputo weave his leased BMW erratically through the parking lot outside Del Bartona Speedway to the consternation and alarm of all in his path. Get here early for an up-close view of New Jersey's most painful elimination trials. No close decisions, just gross collisions. Podium con Odeon at Del Bartona Stadium this Sunday. Be there or be elsewhere.
Del Bartona!
A quick final set recap, and then Andy Breckman and Matt Warwick will be in for 7 second delay in just a couple of minutes. We heard Mighty Sparrow from his album Sparrow Power and Learn to Cook. Viagra Boys with Punk Rock Loser. Tallulah Gosh did Tallulah Gosh. Luna with Malibu Love Nest. Craig Ruttenberg on piano performing homage to Maria Freund and to the harp from a series of very brief piano portraits that Virgil Thompson composed for some of his favorite musicians and friends. And Gus Bodenheim, finally we got to learn about the forgotten legacy of Robert Stats. My name's Irwin. If you want to email me, it's irwin@wfmu.org. I will be back next Wednesday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern. Stay tuned for Andy and Matt Warwick here on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City, Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at wfmu.org.
Applause. Hello, Andy.
Hey, pal. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You're not Ken Friedman.
I'm not Ken Friedman.
I wrote down your name. You're Matt.
Yes. I am Matt.
You work here.
Yes, I work here.
Ken is home.
Homesick.
Homesick. He has what, Matt? Tell us.
He has COVID for the first time.
You believe him?
Yeah,
why not?
He doesn't have
the imagination to lie.
And I feel like he was very proud of being able to say, I never had COVID.
You mean he went 4 years?
Yeah, and he's like, that's it. And then I don't think he would give it up on a lie.
So you've been here all day? Ken's been
pretty much. He told me I could come in late today.
So you've been here since 9? Since 10?
I won't say the time that I arrived.
Yeah, you've been here for 8 hours.
I've been here a while.
Okay, now in those 8 hours, your boss has been home.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to say the number. I'm going to try to guess.
No.
How many minutes today did you spend working?
Well, we have a lunch break.
Yeah.
So
I'll factor that in, Matt.
Factor that in.
You were here for 8 hours.
8 hours.
Do you have a number in your head? How many minutes today did you spend working with your boss not in the office?
I spent.
Don't say. I'm going to try to guess.
Yeah, I am.
And then just from your facial expression, I'll know if I'm close. You've been here 8 hours. You had your lunch break.
Yeah.
All in, all total, if you totaled it all up from the time you sat down.
We're doing minutes or hours?
Minutes. Oh, minutes? Yeah, right, hours. Minutes.
What do you mean?
Okay, from the time you sat in your chair to the time I walked in 20 minutes ago, you worked a total, I know what the answer is, 35 minutes.
No, that's crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
35 minutes.
No, exactly.
Confirmed.
No.
Yeah.
I did work today.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. Yeah. That's right, Matt. You did work today.
You're throwing me under the bus, man.
Yeah. Well, 35 minutes, that's probably, if you think about it.
I did way more than 35 minutes.
Yeah, I'm sure. If you think about it, 35 minutes per day is probably what the average employee works. If you really add it up.
If you can, like, condense it.
Right, exactly.
From, like, the actual work day.
Right, actual focusing, it's probably 35 minutes is the average.
At other jobs, that was definitely true for me.
Yeah, duh.
Not all the jobs. Just some of them.
Yeah. And there were other jobs where you just worked, you just hit the ground running every morning.
When I was a landscaper, that's kind of how it was.
Well, I guess you're in public and the boss is there.
A lot of it was spent in the 7-Eleven parking lot, to be honest.
When you were landscaping?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you had to get in your 35 minutes.
It was just part of the routine.
Yeah. No, you had to do your 35 minutes of work.
Yeah.
That's my theory. Everybody. Don't be embarrassed. Everybody works 35 minutes. Here's an interesting question.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we could throw this over to our listeners. Okay, so you're watching football, right?
I have, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Do you watch a lot of football?
I watch a postseason play. I'm a fair weather fan. Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, football, you're watching for 3 hours.
Oh, yeah.
But the game of football is just done in very short spurts. From the time the ball is hiked to the time the whistle blows, it's probably less than 14 minutes total.
Yeah, it actually is.
Yeah.
It's like, I would say.
You're sitting there for 3 hours.
I grew up in a sports
fan. It's like you at work with Ken at home. It's 14 minutes of action. Here's a question.
I don't like that you're – I thought we were going to be talking ball, and now you're just relating it to how I didn't work today.
To make it relatable to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're welcome. I mean, I'm giving you all the attention. I'm using you as my yardstick. But wait a minute. Matt,
all right.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
Do you think, like, in the Super Bowl that we're all going to watch on Sunday, do you think there's going to be more time of actual football play? That is, from the time the ball is hiked to the time a whistle is blown, you add up all the plays.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever that is, that's 14 minutes, 15 minutes.
I would say at max, it's 17 minutes.
Okay. But do you think it's longer or shorter than the Fakakta halftime show we're going to have to sit through? Well, how long is that halftime? Is the halftime show longer than the actual football?
I would say the halftime show will be equal to more time than actual football play.
Okay, it's fun to phrase answers where you don't know what you're
where the listener
has no idea
what your opinion is.
Also, I think there's two listeners who will be watching the Super Bowl. So
oh, you don't think we have any overlap with the
there's
Super Bowl?
There's some overlap, but I don't know how much overlap. Well, like, I used to watch football when I lived back home, but I don't watch football anymore. So
because your girlfriend doesn't watch football.
Yeah, but it's not my favorite. The only sport I still watch is baseball. And even that, not really that much.
Wait, let me just think. Let me think if I care.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes me a minute.
I thought this was a sports show.
No, I don't care. I don't care, Matt, that you enjoy football, baseball. So what do you want to do? So we had a topic, but I guess that's just going to fizzle, right?
The topic was something I don't even know that much about.
It was unofficial house rules for board games.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one wants to do that.
Why
don't we do this?
Yeah.
Why don't we do this?
All right.
You know what I was going to do if Ken was here?
What?
I've been waiting like 30 years to do this.
Oh, so we just get...
I was going to confront him on some of his opinions that he holds that I frankly strongly disagree with.
Uh-huh.
And I was just going to confront him and force him to defend those decisions.
Okay, so now, well...
Like about how women are biologically inferior.
That's a Ken opinion.
And when playing chess, they just don't have the... It's not cultural.
Uh-huh.
It's just biological. Their craniums, as Ken says, their craniums are 5% smaller. It's obvious when they're at the chessboard.
That's Ken's opinion.
And I was going to confront
him.
I think that, yeah. Maybe some of our listeners have opinions, but Ken's not here, though. You know what they could do, Matt? It just occurred to me. They could email him.
They could.
At ken@wfmu.org.
That is his email.
Yeah, ken@wfmu.org. And maybe there are female chess players out there that are offended by that. You know,
yeah.
Who's Ken to say that they can't hold their own at a chessboard? There's lots of reasons why there are no women grandmasters in chess.
Yeah,
you know, they're not taught. Yeah, you know, for one thing, they're probably taught early on that it's probably instilled in them that they're inferior at the game. It's like a cultural thing.
The way you're saying it,
yeah,
you're presenting this as like this is Ken's opinion.
I know. He's always had this opinion.
But the way you're talking it's kind of getting lost in the – you're saying it so detailed.
I find it offensive. I'm a father of three daughters, and I find it offensive. You know, but Ken's not here to defend himself. It's not fair. But Ken defends himself by email, ken@wfmu.org. And, Ken, I was also going to talk about Ken's opinion about dogfighting.
Yeah, he has opinions on he actually.
Well, he says some breeds are dogs are bred to fight, and they need to fight. It fulfills them, you know. It's a biological impulse.
I find it hard to believe. That's really his opinion on this. He loves dogs.
Okay, you and I both know that he goes to Mexico twice a year.
I bet on dog races. I didn't know that's what he was going there for.
I don't know what he tells you he's doing. He probably tells you he has COVID.
I always thought it was for the black velvet paintings.
Okay. Now, that's something I find just horrific, that opinion. Maybe some of our listeners do, too. Hey, you know what they could do? They could email him. ken@wfmu.org.
I can't believe you remembered his email.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe they want to share their opinions with Ken. And he'll engage with you. If he can defend his opinions, God bless him.
Yeah, I guess you can email Ken. I don't know how that makes the show a topic, though. We're just going to call out all of the Ken.
Yeah, that are horrific. That's what I had planned to do if Ken was here.
For just the whole hour, you were just going to call Ken out on all the stuff.
Let's do that. Let's do that.
For anyone?
Yeah. What is the sign in Ken's office, "All Lives Matter"? What does that mean? That's one I don't even get.
I didn't even see that one.
Oh, maybe Ken can explain it if you email him, ken@wfmu.org. What does that mean? He's very proud of me. He won't let anyone touch it or take it down. That's all I know.
That's pretty wild. That is a new one. I didn't know he had that.
Yeah. I guess he takes it down when you come to work. Yeah. I've seen them take it down when certain people come in. Into the office.
Into the office.
Yeah. And do you ever see him, like, somebody comes in and he takes off his Make America Great Again hat?
I have seen.
You see how quick he takes that off?
He just has hat.
A board meeting. Oh, a staff meeting. This hat goes, hey, maybe people want to talk about that, his political views. The last election, can at WFMU.org. Maybe our listeners would be interested. What else can we talk about? What else, Matt?
I don't know, man.
35-minute Matt.
35-minute Matt.
Well, that's our nickname for you.
I don't know. We have to
erase. Because you know how you work 35 minutes?
I worked more than 35 minutes.
So today, when Ken had COVID.
I worked more than 35 minutes today.
Sure you did. All right. We're at 201. Hey, so you want to do the board game thing? I'll bet we get some calls on the board game.
Yeah, we could take the board game calls.
So we're looking for unofficial house rules that you and your family or your friends play by when you're playing various games. For example.
Yeah. You asked me for an example. I had nothing.
We play Monopoly. Uh-huh. Our family plays Monopoly. We don't. We deal out the cards. We deal out the property.
Yeah.
To jumpstart the game. We don't wait till you go around the game.
Wait, you. We shuffle the deck. All the. Yeah. I'm confused. Does it speed up? It must speed up the game.
It does.
How fast are your games?
Well, if you don't do that, the game will last you all weekend.
Yeah.
You come home from school on Friday.
Yeah.
It's all night Friday. You go to sleep, then most of Saturday. Well into Saturday night. Monopoly. It's the worst game.
Yeah, yeah. I have not played Monopoly in so long because of what you're describing.
Yeah, it's bad.
So you shuffle up the properties.
Yeah.
And then you... Deal them out
randomly,
and then everyone just has the properties.
Yeah, but then you're more often than not, you're not dealt a complete monopoly.
Yeah,
you know, you don't have all the oranges or all the greens, so then the trading begins.
I don't even remember trading.
Yeah, you trade properties.
Okay,
and you can sweeten the pot. You can offer them money. Or in my case, when I'm playing against my brother and sister, I would hold them down and tickle them until they agreed to this particular trade. So anyway, that is a house rule that I think we made up.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah,
especially the tickling part.
Yeah, well that I improvise that. So so we're looking. Oh God, do you think this is going to work? What a long hour this is.
I know.
All right, hold on. So we're looking for. Please have mercy.
I told you, man.
Have mercy on me and Matt. We're looking for unofficial house rules.
I thought you had this. I was told you had this amazing idea.
201.
I heard you like board games. I kind of do.
209-9368. Matt, I just gave the number, so avert your eyes because
I'm waiting.
Because the phone bank is going to just, it'll blind you. What I do is I watch the phone bank through a little pinprick hole in the cardboard box.
Yeah,
you know, so I'm not looking directly at it because it'll blind you.
Yeah, right now it's blinding.
You know, I have a toy company.
Yes, I knew this. Yeah.
Hold on, wait, let's see if I have any. I'm getting calls.
The number is 201-209-9368. Call in with, honestly, whatever you want to talk about at this point.
No, we're going to talk about... Now, my game company... you know what I could play? This
what?
Might interest you.
What?
So I had a game company after I got... I sort of got burned out on writing comedies.
Yeah, yeah.
So I started a game company, and I had some success with a game called... I can't say the name. It's like...
Yeah.
SH happens. Like poop happens, right? Well, you want to take some calls, and then I'll finish my story.
Oh, yeah.
But my story will delight and intrigue you.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Mr. Chris from Rhode Island.
Oh, hey, Chris. Your call is greatly appreciated because we're just floundering here.
Yeah.
We're not waving. We're drowning.
We're drowning. No, completely drowning.
You ever see somebody, like, out on the at the beach, and they're out in the water, and you can't tell. You can't tell if they're drowning or waving.
We are not waving.
We're not waving.
I haven't seen that many people in that situation.
Oh, I can't visit the beach.
Every time you go to a beach, you see someone waving or drowning.
And then you debate with your friends. I think he's waving. No, I think that guy's drowning. You just have a little conversation.
A little conversation?
Yeah.
And you're wrong and right sometimes?
Half the time.
Half.
Okay. So anyway, what was your name? I wasn't really listening.
My name is Chris.
Is that what he said before?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, then that's confirmed. And Chris, do you play board games at home?
Well, we play cards.
Okay. What games do you play?
The only special rule we have is when we play gin rummy.
This is the second.
We're not allowed to swear at each other.
That's your house rule?
That's the house rule. You're not allowed to yell F you at the other person.
Now, before you employed that rule, was it a problem around your house?
Before we employed that rule, my lovely wife had a tendency to yell F you at me, but only in that circumstance.
Only when playing gin rummy. Do you play gin rummy for money?
Nope. Just for pride.
And you can't even curse during it.
My advice?
We had to institute that rule.
My advice? I'm just speaking for myself. I can't speak for Matt here. Leave her. This marriage cannot survive. It just will not work. My advice, for what it's worth.
All right, I'm going to keep that under advisement.
Thanks, Chris. Nice talking to you. There you go. That's how you do it.
Yeah,
you see, Matt?
Yeah, that's it.
Wait, I didn't even get to tell my story about my game, but we'll keep going. Okay, we have more calls. 201-209-9368. It's unofficial house rules that you've written yourself. You've made up yourself. Hi.
Hello, you're on the air.
I'll take this.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Hello,
I
you're on the air.
I wanted to know what your take was on people who use the open dictionary policy when playing Scrabble.
That defeats the whole purpose. You mean you can consult the dictionary before you decide what word to use?
That's right. I married into a family where that's the policy.
Put her on the phone.
Dictionary. Even
you can have it open while you play Scrabble.
You mean not to check a word, not to challenge a word.
You can just peruse it. You can just flip through the dictionary.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
No, that's not.
Thank you.
No.
Get them on the phone.
Yeah, there's a word for that. It's called cheating.
That's
the technical term for that.
That is like a rule for like people who want to play Scrabble, but they don't know any words.
Well, it's a rule for...
I will say this. They're a lot more into Scrabble than I ever was.
Yeah, because they're good. They have an open book.
But it's not as satisfying, is it? I mean, the whole idea of Scrabble is you've memorized 18,000 useless, arcane words.
I couldn't agree more.
But that's the whole point of Scrabble, is you know every two-letter word and all those words. By the way, Ken Friedman, again, Ken at WFMU. What is it, Matt?
Ken@WFMU.org.
Yeah, I don't know why he feels that women can't play Scrabble as well as men.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
About it.
Yeah.
All right, thanks very much, guys.
Thanks.
That actually is a crazy... That doesn't even make sense to me.
Because it comes from being like
the game is literally learning words, right? But if it's the open book,
it's just you
finding a word.
Okay, to play devil's advocate, what they're playing then, it's a different skill set. They're playing, they're not playing we have to memorize a million words. They're playing we have to be very clever about a word placement.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm going to use this word because I'll get the more.
doubling up other words and prefixes and suffixes. So it's just a different skill set. But in pure Scrabble, of course, no one would even let you in the door with a dictionary.
I don't like it.
Oh, I've never seen Matt this worked up.
I'm actually pretty worked up about that.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Why don't you take tomorrow off, Matt? You seem pretty worked up.
I think I will.
Yeah. You know what? You don't actually have to stay home to take tomorrow off. Just come in.
Yeah.
And do maybe 15 minutes tomorrow.
Yeah.
You don't have to do your full.
That might be too much.
You don't have to do a full 35-minute shift.
Yeah.
You know, you're being put through the ringer here.
A half day. I'll do a half day.
Do a half day tomorrow. 15 minutes. 201-209-9368. We're talking about rules, unofficial rules that you use when you play games. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for calling.
Hello, am I on the air?
Yeah.
You are on the air.
You love the show.
Hey, it's Jim the Poet. Great show tonight, guys.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Jim. We're missing Ken. I don't know what Ken's story
well,
is.
Well, Ken's great, too, but Matt is killing it.
Isn't he the greatest? Yeah.
I got a house rule. I was listening to the other caller. I preemptively look up all of the words that I'm trying to spell on my phone. Well, because my mother takes like 20 minutes between turns. So like I do my turn on Scrabble right away. And then while she's coming up with a word, I'm looking up the word because I'm a terrible speller, but I'm great at Scrabble. And we play Super Scrabble, which is like you get 5 million points. Because everything's like a double word score, a triple word score, a quadruple word score, or whatever like that. But I preemptively look it up on my phone on the Scrabble Merriam-Webster dictionary to make sure I'm spelling it right. Because this way I don't have to waste time. You know, like let's keep the game moving or else they take 20 hours to get through a game anyway.
I just want to explain what's going on to Matt. You might be not following this, Matt. This is a man who plays against his mother. Scrabble. I assume you're a grown man. He sounds like a grown
man. I'm 52, yeah. What do you mean okay. I'm like grown?
He's a grown man. Yes. Plays against his mother.
Yeah.
Not only that, that's half the story, Matt.
Yeah.
Spends most of the game cheating.
I'm not cheating. I have a vague recollection of how to spell words, and I just confirm it with the little, why do we have these phones if we're not supposed to
use them? Do you remember the caller before this? Where the guy?
Yeah, I thought that guy made a lot of sense. Okay. I mean, he's flipping through a book. I'm just like typing it in to make sure I'm spelling Venus correctly.
He wasn't cheating his mother.
My mother, it kills me every
What's
day. She beats me hundreds of points. It's
What's the lowest form of person on earth?
She's like a Olympic Scrabble person.
I can't believe this. I can't believe what I'm hearing. It's okay. I guess some people feel differently about their mothers. I'm grateful to my mother. How do you feel
I'm
about your
grateful,
mother?
I'm grateful, but she and beats I love me in her. Scrabble every time I play her.
Well,
I love my mom, but I don't think I would cheat.
I don't think I would cheat either.
That's not cheating.
Oh, that's not cheating?
No, I'm speeding the game along.
We must have a bad connection. It sounded like you said you spent 20 minutes
she takes
looking
20
up words
minutes
on the phone.
Between things because she's coming up with a word that's like
because she's using her mind.
So you're blaming her and you're using that's how you rationalize.
I'm not
it.
Cheating. I'm looking up the word that I'm going to come up
with. It takes her so
next,
long
like,
because
how to spell anything.
It's the working definition of cheating at Scrabble.
She's actually using her mind and it takes longer. You are looking in your phone.
No, I'm just making sure that the word is going to be spelled correctly. I'm preemptively checking all of my words so that we know that they're clearly good words.
If this guy's upsetting you, and I know he's upsetting me and Matt, then you should let Ken know, Ken at WFMU.org.
Yeah, Ken at WFMU.org.
Because Ken has taught this man his Scrabble. His Scrabble
Ken's
strategy.
Ken's on his sick bed. All he wants is
no,
emails
I don't believe
about
he's
me.
On a sick bed. I don't believe a word of that. Here's a little message to my friend Ken Freeman. Ken, if you're really hungry for attention, that hungry for it, why don't you try saying interesting things? You don't have to say, oh, I have COVID. Oh, pay attention to me. Oh, bring me some water. Look at me.
Look at me.
Yeah. Why don't you try... Why don't you try being an interesting person?
He probably didn't have it 10 times like the rest of us because he's been doing those hazmat reports since he was 5 years old.
Yeah, that's true. He's been very careful.
By the way, I think the Joan Baez actress that was in your show, Andy, is going to win the Academy Award. That's the only person I'm cheering for during the Oscars. Who's
Little Monica.
Her name.
Little Monica.
She was in that great show with Tony Danza that I thought was terrific.
You're saying all the right things.
Suck up.
Exactly.
I hung up on him.
Yeah. But yeah, I know. But it was a pretty good connection considering he had burrowed his way up my ass. Yeah. He had burrowed his way 18 feet up my ass. Still, he came through loud and clear.
He still was
That's
a cheater, man.
That's AT&T.
Yeah.
AT&T. You can be up my ass and still come in. So we're at 201-209-9368. It's unofficial rules for
boys. So far, two official rules have just been, hey, we cheated this game.
Yeah, I know. Makes you lose all faith in humanity.
Hello, you're on the air.
I hope Jim gets the help he needs.
I hope so, too.
I do, too.
I hope Jim gets the help I need.
That'd be good help.
That'd be good enough. But now, I kind of
like that modification. Oh, this is Zachary.
Hi, Zach.
Hey, how's it going, Andy?
Doing good. Do you play board
great
games?
Great chemistry.
Yeah, we can't fake this kind of chemistry.
Yeah,
this is all real.
Yeah, this is real.
Yeah.
Real love.
Yeah, it is. And I'm sitting here, if you're just tuning in with, oh, my God, I can't find my
It's
notes.
On the second page.
Matt. who works here, works in quotes, works here. Yeah,
yeah, right.
More than 35 minutes.
Yeah,
more than. I don't like that the 35-minute thing when is starting to take hold. Because it's like, Ken's going to come back, and people are going to be calling me 35-minute Matt.
Yeah.
And then he's going to learn why.
On a good day. Because you admitted to us.
I did not admit anything. You made that up.
Yes.
And then you told me I was lying.
Yes.
That I worked more than 35 minutes.
Exactly. 35-minute Matt. Okay, now, wait, who are we talking to?
Zachary.
I don't think so.
Zachary.
I don't think so. No, it wasn't Zach. So. No, it was somebody. It sounded like
Robert?
Zach. No, can't remember now. It doesn't matter. Do you play board games?
Oh, definitely, yeah, lots. I just want to put a quick vote in for that open dictionary Scrabble. I kind of like that angle.
Well, it's not technically not Scrabble the way
it's another way you and game.
Yeah,
that's a different. That's like modified Michigan rules or something.
Yeah, that's all about word placement, right? And actually playing defensively and blocking your opponent. It's a different game.
Mm-hmm.
But what games do you play?
Yeah, all sorts. Monopoly, not so much.
Okay.
A lot of.
Now, do you have your own house rules for any of these?
Oh yeah, no. Big ones, always modifying. There's this game called Set.
S-E-T? You know, Set? No.
Card matching, pattern matching game.
No, it sounds stupid.
Yeah, it is.
That's brutal.
If you just want to be mindless for maybe 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'm just saying what Matt is thinking.
That's
my job for the next half hour. And then what? How do you wait, nobody has played Set. Nobody's heard of Set. So you listing your modifications of Set will mean nothing.
Well, people could buy it. It's real cheap. It's like $10 or something.
It's called Set, S-E-T?
Yeah, S-E-T, Set, and it's a matching game.
This is like an ad for Set.
And then he's going to tell us how he's modified Set, a game I've never heard of or played.
Then there's this other game that you play with, and this is the modification. It's called Quiddler, and it's letters on cards.
What am I thinking now, Andy?
You're thinking that this guy, he's about to go into a tunnel. We're about to lose a connection with this guy. Am I right? Did I guess correctly? Hey, did I guess? Thanks very much for calling. Did I get that right?
You did.
Exactly right. Oh, we lost the connection. Oh, we went into the tunnel. Isn't that funny how the callers that annoy me most are the ones that are heading right for the Holland Tunnel? What are the odds of that happening?
Hello.
Hello. Hey, thanks for calling. I will say this. You have a much better laugh than Ken Friedman.
Me?
Yeah.
Really?
This is what I've been missing.
I don't know
Matt
what Ken's
is the
laugh
best
is.
Laugher.
It's what I've been missing. It's the ingredient the
it's
show
the
has
laugh
been missing.
Track. I could come in the show and just be here and
pay
add,
you.
I can record my laugh.
Because Ken resists laughing.
He doesn't.
Ken thinks it's uncool.
There's a lot. There is this thing that people do. That I always makes me laugh is when people who are always around comedy or watch a lot of comedy, yeah. Sometimes they're like, that is really funny.
Yeah.
But there's no laughing.
Well, I laugh. I laugh. But
No, I don't mean everyone. There's particular people that like they don't laugh, but they acknowledge when something's funny. They're
but
like,
you're an easy laugh and you're a great laugh.
Yes.
Even though I know for a fact you're not getting half of what I'm saying.
No. It's all over my head.
That's what makes it so generous.
I laugh when I'm confused.
That's what makes it so sweet and generous. It's unearned laughter. Now, who am I talking to?
Franco.
Oh, hey, Franco. Oh, didn't I say before the show? I hope Franco calls.
He did. You did.
Didn't I say that?
He did.
I said, do you think Franco will call? And here he is. It's like a dream come true. Franco, do you play board games?
Well, can we talk about ancient history here?
No.
A minute in
no. Oh my God! How's the traffic in the Holland Tunnel there? There it is. He's in the tunnel.
And you were looking forward to that call so much.
I
the
was.
Tunnel came.
I know. Why, oh, why don't my callers time their calls better? People, if you're heading for a tunnel,
don't
maybe,
call.
Please don't call or just wait. I'm
I know
saying,
we're about to go into the Holland Tunnel, but I have to call in.
I'm just saying, please, you can call after you emerge from the tunnel. Please, people, time your calls better.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for calling.
I hope you get the help you need.
I hope you get the help Matt and I need.
Okay. Well, I just have to say, I don't know. I'm very disappointed with Jim the Poet and the whole cheating thing.
Yeah, it's a real scandal.
It's already been addressed.
Yeah.
The dictionary is supposed to come out when you challenge somebody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You place it on the board and you go, I think that's not a word.
Yeah,
or I think
I
that's
challenge.
Spelled right. And I challenge it. And then you break
and
up.
And I think you lose like a tile. Like somebody gets to like.
Or you lose it. Yeah, that's one rule I've heard. Or you certainly miss a turn. But for me, when you challenge something or a word of yours is challenged, it's very dramatic. It's very scary.
It's like, die! No!
Well, but then the moment that you're watching them turn the page of the dictionary, and then you're watching them scan down the page looking for
and
it.
They can't find it.
And then you're elated with that, or they do find it, and then they have that stupid smirk.
Right.
Well, the
here.
Problem is, the Scrabble game should come with the latest dictionary, the Merriam dictionary. Yeah. Nobody has dictionaries anymore.
Yeah, well, Scrabble does sell special Scrabble dictionaries. I have a copy. Now, do you...
Yeah, where is it from? Because, you know, these new words...
Very good question. Out. Yeah, all these internet-based words.
I'm into internet-based words.
Yeah, and all these all these weird pronoun-based words.
I want them to add emojis into Scrabble.
I'm sure you do, Matt. Hey, Matt, be careful. The tunnel traffic is really, really heavy, Matt.
You can't put me in the tunnel. I'm in the room.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Matt can't be going into the Holland Tunnel. Oh, you win, Matt.
You can't pull that trick with me, Seth.
Well played, Matt. Well played.
I'm next to you.
Damn. Okay, well, listen.
All right, listen.
Oh, yeah.
I think Jim the Poet and his mother need, like, what Chess has, like the timer, the beeper, so you need to move and you hit your button.
Well, I wouldn't want to put my mother on a timer. I love my mother.
Ladies need a little kick in the ass.
Maybe. Good advice, and thanks for calling. That's how you do it. You just rip through these calls.
Rip them. We got calls. It's like a Christmas tree over here.
Our policy is the minute I'm even the slightest bit bored,
gone.
We're out of there. Gone.
I'm into it.
We make a
I'll be honest. Hitting that drop button,
yeah.
Feels good. It's a thrill.
Yeah. But you have to mutter something about the Lincoln Tunnel before you do it.
Yeah,
that's what makes it funny.
Oh, it's a tunnel.
Yeah. Okay, so let's try another call.
Me once, but I'm on your radio now.
Oh no, who's this?
This is Joel and Troy.
Oh, hey Joel! Didn't I say I was hoping Joel would call?
He did.
It's
right
been
before
a while.
The show started.
Joel, it's been like 5 or 6 weeks since you called.
I mean, first time listener, long time caller.
Okay, exactly. Now, Joel, do you play board games? And
I do play board games.
Do you have house rules?
Say, one of the ones I love, which is a side note, is called Trick Track, and it's a Dutch game. It's a variation of backgammon. It's amazing.
Wait, you got to say the name. You got to say the name. The name is Click Track.
Click Clack.
TRICKTRACK. Trick Track. Trick Track.
Trick Track. It sounds Dutch. Yeah, yeah. Is that crazy? It sounds a little Dutch to me.
It's Dutch.
It is Dutch. Oh.
It's a variation on backgammon, and it's super duper fun.
It sounds like it could be in the backgammon family. Am I right about that?
It is right. That's correct. Yeah.
That's really.
But my game that I wanted to talk about is a variation on Scrabble.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Yes, we've heard a few variations.
So it's called Fakerwick. And
you mean you made up a house rule? You made up a house rule, and you named that house rule.
Yeah, the game is called Fakerwick. My friend made it up.
Fakerwick.
You basically get a bunch of letters of Scrabble-type tiles, and you get to lay them out in front of you, and then one by one, you make up a word. And you have to put the word on the board, and then the person next to you, it's best with like three people, the person next to you has to pronounce the word that you just made, and then define it.
You're making up words.
It's a creative
game. Like in Scrabble.
And then is there scorekeeping? Does somebody win this game?
I think we're beyond points at this point.
Oh, I just remembered something. I'm never ever going to be visiting you at your house.
Anyway, it's really fun.
Yeah.
And if you want to add more complexity, the third person in line on the game table can add etymology to the word if they want.
Oh, I see. That's to add. That's to explain where the word is derived from, and it's all being made up just to amuse your friends
And ridiculousness. Yeah.
Yeah, just to amuse your friends. Oh my gosh, where's he heading, Matt? Why don't you tell our listeners?
I think he's headed into the Midtown Tunnel.
Oh yeah, we're gonna lose him. We're gonna lose his signal. Oh, that's too bad. It happens pretty suddenly.
That game, I like to have a winner.
I like rules and scorekeeping and a winner. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That game is just to amuse and impress your friends. It's like if you have a new girlfriend and you
Let's
bring her over.
Let's come up with some silly words
together.
Yeah,
and you just want to impress the new ladies in the room. Yeah. But you and I, we're beyond that, right?
Yeah, we need to win. And yeah. We need to lose.
And I don't have to impress anyone. And the proof of that
And I never will.
Proof of that is this show
yeah.
that I do every week. If I was trying to impress people, this would be a completely different show.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't be here.
It would be unbelievable. It would be so great. I could do a great
Step
show.
Step one, I'm not in
No,
the room.
You would be here. You're the.
I'd be the laugh track.
I would. I now realize what's been missing from the show. Your laughter. We've got to get you, but it means you. It means every Wednesday you have to come in late.
Come in late.
Yeah.
And I just have to sit and watch you guys do the show.
Yeah, and then you would just laugh. It's such a genuine laugh. Either you're the best actor in New Jersey, or I'm the funniest damn guy going.
Well,
all right, here we go.
Hello, you're on the air.
Thanks for calling.
Hey guys.
You love the show.
Love the show.
You love the show.
Love the show. I hope we all get a little help tonight.
Yeah, and do you have a game that you've modified?
I was just thinking, with the Scrabble modifications, like maybe a newspaper or something. That could be kind of fair. Like you have to go through the newspaper and try and find the word that you want to use based on what you got. I like that better than dictionary. A little less predictable.
Huh, interesting. Let me just ask Matt something. Matt, name another tunnel. We've done Midtown.
It's not called this anymore, but there's the Battery Tunnel.
Is there a Battery Tunnel?
Yeah.
Is that the Queens Midtown
no,
Tunnel?
No, that's the one that goes, it's all the way down. Goes
that's in. The one he's in. He's oh, about oh! to go into.
We just hung up on our last caller.
Oh, well, they'll hit redial.
I did, it's not a board game, but I did think of a modification of a game. It's a video game, though, that I used.
No, no one
cares. No, hold on. Just let me, it's.
You, well, how can you modify a video game?
It was a drinking game.
But it's pre-programmed.
Let me explain.
Okay.
There was a game.
Yeah.
Called Mario Kart. Still exists.
Of course, I know Mario Kart. I have kids.
So,
yeah.
When I was younger, the game was. You had to finish the race. You would open a beer for the race, right? And you had to drink it before the race ended. But you couldn't be moving when you were drinking. So you had to drink your whole beer before the race ended, and then you could move.
Did that make third grade more fun for you?
It made me stay in third grade a while.
Because isn't that when kids play Mario Kart? When they're 11?
I still play Mario Kart, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I've never been prouder to be your friend. I'm so proud of you.
I don't play that version of it anymore.
Yeah. And does your imaginary girlfriend play with you, too? 201-209-9368.
Don't like that.
Hi. We're talking about board games. We're comparing...
I can't believe I got through.
Yeah, I know. I'll tell you why that's funny. I'll tell you about why that's funny. No one else is calling.
So I don't live near any tunnels, so you got to come up with a new excuse.
I bet I can. I'll bet I can.
He'll come up with something.
Before you begin, just answer this question. Do you live in tornado country? I'll bet you do. Okay, let's begin the call.
It could happen.
It could happen.
So my uncle, a long time ago, we would play Monopoly together, and he wanted to invent a new version of Monopoly called Terrorist Monopoly. So you could blow up all the buildings and things when the game wasn't going your way.
Do you mean just tossing the board up in the air?
Well, you'd have to get. I mean, you can blow it up. I mean, that's up to you. You're the terrorist.
And do you just suddenly throw houses and hotels around?
Yeah, I mean, you could.
It answers the question: why wasn't your uncle invited to more Thanksgivings? That's now the question's been answered. Yeah.
Hey, the party.
Oh my gosh, wait, I hear, can you hear that? Matt, it's a tornado heading right for this caller's house. Hey, can I tell you about my game?
Yeah.
So I had a real game. You can actually see it online. UncleAndyToys.com. Okay. I have a website. Uncle Andy, wait, you can go on this little monitor right now. You don't believe I do?
No, I believe you.
Oh, wait. Uncle Andy Toys, go. Can you go on the monitor?
Okay.
Wait a minute. And you can buy toys. And I've had 8 or 9 toys in the stores.
Uh-huh.
Most of them tank. Most of them don't make money. But one of them did. Wait, and let me tell you why I mention it.
Yeah, why are you mentioning it?
Okay, Uncle Andy Toys, go ahead. There you go. You're going to be an apology.
It's you.
Exactly. It's my little toy company. But wait, so one game, I have a party game that actually has been around the world. It's been pretty successful. It was licensed by Goliath Toys. And it's called, I can't say the name of it. It's called Shoot Happens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But instead of shoot, you get what I'm saying?
It's another word.
Look, I'm winking. Yeah. Look, not shoot, but, you know, like poop.
Yeah.
Stuff. We'll say stuff happens. Anyway, it's in a bunch of countries and different languages, and I make some money from it.
That's cool.
When you make money,
that's the dream.
Yeah, when you make money, that means, well, your girlfriend can explain it. That means you get money to use on goods and services.
Oh,
yeah, that is money you earn.
That's it.
Yeah, in exchange for doing a job or for selling a product. So anyway, here's the reason I mentioned it. So look at this. 3 hours ago.
Yeah.
So this game's played around the world, and I'll just tell you the rules of the game is. It's in the deck. It's like 200 cards, and each card has a real life event. I'm sorry, not a real life event. An event that might happen in your life. Like you get your mother walks in on you masturbating.
Oh,
that and we took that event, and then we asked a number of therapists and a number of psychologists and a number of marriage counselors to rate that event from 1 to 100 on how traumatic it is.
Okay,
so. So if it's
that like actually a, sounds like kind of fun.
If it's 70, if it's a 70, then it's pretty traumatic.
Yeah. If it's a 1, it's
if it's 1, you stepped on a Lego at 3 in the morning. That's a 1. Yeah. You know, and 100 is you're buried alive. That there's no there's nothing worse. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a whole range, and the idea is that you try to guess where this card belongs in your lineup of cards. You're collecting cards, and you're trying to put them in the right order.
Yeah.
So that's poop happens. So that's my game. So anyway. Listen to this. I can play this. Wait, because I got a call at 4 o'clock. Look, where's that call from?
Poland.
Okay, yeah. I got two. And where's that call from?
Also Poland.
Right, Poland. So it's probably midnight in Poland.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So I get this call at 4 o'clock. I'm on another call. So it's a girl in Poland with her drunk friends. You know, Polish girls.
Yeah.
I don't have to tell you.
Yeah.
They're playing my game.
Yeah.
Poop happens.
Yeah.
In Poland.
And then they found your number.
They found my number. They went to the website. They found my number, and they called to argue about the rules. I'm going to play these two calls.
There's no
from
cursing.
Poland.
I get.
Well, you better get ready with your little button. Okay. Here's. Wait. How do I do this, man? Wait.
How do
I just play it? I just do that.
You might. Yeah.
And then I do that.
Yeah.
And then you gotta press play.
Oh, I press play.
Hi, Andy.
Wait a minute.
You gotta press play. Okay.
I gotta press play.
So I just have one question. Why trip to Somali is 70? It's worse than borrowing 2,000 from your friend and he's spending it on strip clubs. Explain it to me. Please call me back so we can have an actual conversation about that. Because there's something wrong with that game. Thank you. Have a lovely day.
That's what happens when you have a game. So then...
Did you call them back?
No, no, no. I will in a minute if we have time. Okay, then 10 minutes goes by. I'm still on the phone. I'm trying to... Another call from Poland. Here we go.
It's the same group?
I imagine. What are the odds? Yeah. All right, here's another. Okay, here, I'm going to hit play.
Hi, Andy. It's me again. I have another question. Apparently, ketchup bottles stuck in your ass.
Wait, we're going to run out. We're going to run out of 7 seconds away. Okay.
That's the most...
Hi, Andy. It's me again.
Okay, hold on. I'll just fast forward.
Boxer
Oh, wait, hold on.
Stop. I don't get that. If you could please get back to me on that subject, that would be amazing. Thank you.
Gotta call her. Gotta call her.
Yes, we gotta call her.
Gotta call her because she's asking, she's playing my game. You know, when you have a toy company and you create a game, Matt, you're responsible for that game.
Yeah, of course.
No matter where they call or when they call.
I'm sure that whoever created Monopoly is taking calls all the time.
I am the consumer hotline for Uncle Andy Toys because I have no other employee. So let's call them back. If I just hit that little icon, I'll call them back.
Yeah, I think you'll call
them. Okay, let's do. I'll tell them they're on the air. Well, it's probably like 1 a.m. there now.
We can leave a message.
I wouldn't know what to say. I'm too shy. Oh, she'll be so excited when she sees this. I'm calling Poland. I'm calling a customer in Poland. Come on, wake up, Poland. Matt, do you speak Polish? Do you speak any Polish at all?
None.
Do you know anything at all in Polish?
Is this the
buzzer?
The buzzer to leave a message?
Okay, you have like 10 seconds to learn something in Polish.
I know how to say gołąbki.
Wait a minute. If I call them back, now she's going to... Here's what happens at 3 in the morning. You get a call that you don't recognize.
Yeah.
But you're groggy and you look to see what it was, right?
Yeah.
So now she's half woken up. I'm going to try her again. Now she'll pick up. She called me twice.
It's true. You shouldn't feel bad.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. I got to push this icon. Here we go.
Do you think we just left a message for them?
I don't care.
What was that noise?
Don't let it bother you, son. Maybe that's the sound of, maybe she calls, it's, maybe she's in a car and she's going through a tunnel. A lot of people going through tunnels
tonight.
There
are a lot of tunnels tonight.
Oh, I don't think she'll pick up. It's the only person I know in Poland. But that was a funny message, wasn't it? Let's hear the message again.
It's kind of creepy.
What a funny language.
So this might be the message.
What, that we're leaving?
Yeah, I don't...
I guess
what
she speaks English. Hi, this is customer service from Uncle Andy Toys. We're very, very sorry you've had a problem with one of our products. Please give us a call. We will replace the product if you're not 100% satisfied. Thank you very much. That's how we do things at Uncle Andy Toys. Maybe she'll call. Maybe she'll call during before the end of the... I think it's very late at night there.
It's probably very, very late. You might get another late phone call.
I heard something kind of sad about Poland. I mean, it'd be funny if it wasn't so sad. That, you know, when they're like in their house and they have a light that goes out.
Yeah.
Okay. You know how you and I, we just get a chair, we get a light bulb and turn. Okay. This is going to break your heart. This is what they, apparently this is what they do there. They get one person to stand on the chair and hold the light bulb. And then they get like two of their friends. I know, it's just pathetic. It would be funny if it wasn't so pathetic. They get two other friends to actually turn the chair around. I know. I feel the same way you do. It's so pathetic. It breaks my heart.
It took me to realize that this was a joke.
Wait, what? All right.
We do have a phone call.
We do?
Yeah.
Who could it be now?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, why isn't that our theme song? Who could it be now? The Men at Work theme song. Do you know that song?
I don't know that song.
You don't know Men at Work?
I know Men at Work.
I hope you get the help I need.
Oh, this is one of our kids. If Ken was here, he'd recognize this kid. Who is this kid?
This is Hero.
Oh, it's Hero. Yeah, he's on my list. He's the kid I was hoping would call, remember?
Before the show started, he actually said, I hope Hero calls.
Yeah, man, I hope Hero calls because I miss Hero. I miss hearing his voice.
Hello. Hey, I have a rule here. We have a rule in our house. You there?
Yeah.
Oh, good. So it when we're playing past the pigs, if you get pig out, you have to say damn.
If you get what?
If you get a pig out, you gotta say damn.
Are you saying the word damn?
Mm-hmm.
Are you allowed to curse in your house?
Oh, you can say that.
Have you ever played Pass the Pigs, Matt?
I've never played Pass the Pigs. I actually don't know what Pass the Pigs is.
Here's all I know about Pass the Pigs. If you get pigged out.
Yeah.
Let's say you're playing and it's like your turn, like it's round three or four.
Yeah.
You get pigged out.
Yeah.
You don't just say, oh, I got pigged out. You don't just nod your head or shrug. This is what you say. You say, damn. Am I right there, hero?
Yes.
How's life with you, hero? Hey, hero, you interested in meeting Polish girls? Polish girls that are into board games? Because one of them has been calling. Yes. One of them's been calling me
nonstop.
Nonstop. Well, twice today.
Thank you for calling, hero.
Should I call her again?
Thank you.
You think she's awake?
I don't think. I think if they haven't answered now, that's it. Which is sad because that was going to be the close, the big finale of this show.
Yeah, can't top that.
Was going to be us talking.
Talking to Polish broads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now what do we do?
Somebody told me about their naval fleet. You know, they design and build their own submarines. And this is just going to break your heart. It's going to break your heart because it's putting people in danger. You'd think it was, I mean, it's almost funny. It's almost funny. But, okay, you know how screen doors are porous, right? They let water and air through.
Yeah.
Okay, so these people, from what I understand, if I understand what I heard correctly, I overheard it at a party. They're designing a submarine, and instead of waterproof doors,
yeah,
they've installed these screen doors on their submarines. And then they're sending their brave men and women, you know, these sailors, naval officers out to sea.
Uh-huh.
The captain says, dive, time to dive. And they're doomed. It breaks your heart.
That is a extremely sad story.
I wish I could reach this woman
to warn her
if she might have some relatives in the Navy.
They knew something about submarines.
Really? You can tell when a woman knows something about submarines? That's kind of a superpower you have.
It's
like your version of gaydar.
Yeah. It's like tell, it's that.
Submarine door.
That Polish woman knows about submarines.
I have amazing gaydar. Can I tell you? Can I brag for a minute? I can walk into a party or a room, any room at all, and I know within like 5 minutes which guy there I want to make love to. It takes me sometimes like less than that. Sometimes it's like 3 minutes.
Why this is turned into just you tricking me in like slow burn jokes.
Yeah, slow burn jokes. But man, I'm now addicted to your laugh. Your sweet, sweet laugh. Your sweet innocent laughter. Stop. No, it's like a drug. I'm gonna miss it next week.
I guess I can record it for you guys.
Will Ken be back next week?
It depends on if he's got COVID.
What a baby.
I know.
What a little baby.
I know, right?
You know how small the COVID germ is? You can't even see it. It's microscopic. I laugh at it. Hey, how long's our theme song? Wait, do you want to take one last call?
Is there? Oh, there is one last
call. Okay, this is it, our grand finale.
This is the grand, hopefully, maybe?
Maybe it's the, hey, you want to try the Polish girl?
No, let's take the call. This is a, that's going to go to that crazy voicemail. This is a guarantee.
That's money in the bank.
This is a guaranteed best phone call of the night. Hello, you are on the air.
You are so sweet.
I hope you get the help that I need.
Done and done. Consider it done.
I have a game that has house rules that is very, very disturbing.
Thanks very much for calling. That was fascinating. You were right, Matt. That was a great call. You're right. I was skeptical. This guy called. He has a game. Did you hear the story?
Yeah, yeah.
House rules, not just ordinary house rules. Did you hear the story?
Yeah, yeah, but tell it again.
Okay, from what I understand, he has a game, and he was making up his own rules, modifying the game. But these rules are not just very disturbing, very, very disturbing. You heard it here. Fantastic story.
You know, I said before we took that call.
Yeah.
This was going to be the best call of the night.
Imagine a game where you make up the rules and the rules make the game very, very disturbing. Wow. I love that story.
That is crazy.
Story had something for everyone. Hey, we hope Ken, seriously, we hope Ken feels better.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe come back like next
Monday.
Wednesday.
Wednesday. Give you a chance to catch up on your naps. You're behind on your nap. Yeah,
I am. But listen, I am.
Tell me you didn't nap today. Say these words. I did not nap today.
I did not.
Liar. Okay, and do the legal ID.
You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, Big Apples, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. Ken and Andy will be back next week. Hopefully Ken will be back. I will not be here. But don't you dare turn off that radio. Coming up, Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash. Takes away your sorrow and replaces it with joy.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
blues comes so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Me for a fool.